The 27th Annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day is this week, and the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is celebrating by partnering with Girls Incorporated of Chattanooga and hosting a day of mentoring. I took a look at the legislation that eventually led to this celebration. In 1972, Title IX of the Education Amendments was passed. This opened many doors to both genders, and the equity in sports activities changed forever. Cassie Nice is the assistant director at the UTC Women's Center.
Title IX essentially prohibits sex discrimination in all aspects of education. This includes career and vocational programs, admissions and employment policies, standardized testing, and treatment of pregnant and parenting teens.
But most often when you hear about Title IX, it's related to sports. Everyone thinks it's you have to give the same treatment to girls as boys in sports.
Right, absolutely. And there's a common misconception with Title IX that it mandates athletic quotas or that it requires cutting men's teams. But what Title IX is really asking is that we try to expand opportunities for our female athletes or that we're accommodating the interests of the female students at our schools.
So you don't necessarily have to get rid of that football team. All you have to do is make sure that there is equitable choices.
Right. We're just asking for equal opportunities to play.
National Girls and Women in Sports Day started in 1987 to honor Olympic volleyball player Flo Hyman for her athletic achievements and her dedication to equality in sports for women. The theme for the 27th Annual National Girls and Women in Sports Day is Girls in Sports, an Investment in the Future. How will the university be celebrating this?
We're bringing about 70 girls who are a part of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga to campus, and we're matching them up with female athlete mentors. And the goal of this event is to encourage these young ladies to stay active in sports and to give them a better idea of what participating in sports can do for them, not only for their health and physical fitness levels, but what it can do for them educationally.
Would you like to expand on that?
I would love to. When the Girls Inc. girls come to campus, they'll be matched up with female athlete mentors, and they'll go through a series of three different activities with them. We have a dance lesson that will be given to them by our Sugar Mocks. They will also receive a nutrition lesson from Carol Oglesby of Healthy Mocks, and they'll also have the opportunity in that session to talk with athletes, ask them any questions they have about what it means to be a college female athlete. And then they'll also have time to make posters with their female athlete mentors to cheer on the Lady Mocks when they go to the basketball game after all these activities and their dinner.
Will the girls be involved in the basketball game at all?
At the beginning of the game, all of the Girls Inc. girls will have the opportunity to go down to the court and high-five the women's basketball team as they run out. And then after the game, the women's basketball team will take a picture with all the Girls Inc. girls in attendance, and they'll also be signing autographs for them. And we're working with the Lady Mocks basketball team as well as Girls Inc. to set up site visits with our women's basketball team. So when these girls come to campus, they'll have a sense of camaraderie with these women. They've already met them. We're hoping that they'll be able to do a little basketball clinic with them before they come to campus.
Camaraderie of sports engagement is a big part of it.
Right.
That can help set up your ability to make friends, keep friends, and get close to people, which helps out with your mental health and your physical health for the rest of your life.
Right. And a few reasons that we think this program is so important. There are studies out there that show that half of all girls who participate in some kind of sport experience higher than average levels of self-esteem and less depression. We know the mission of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga is to inspire and equip all girls to be strong, smart, and bold in their journey to self-discovery. And we hope that we're just one piece of that puzzle in helping them gain that confidence and to keep them physically active and to aspire towards higher educational goals for themselves and get them thinking about, hey, I could be at UTC down the road.
The Lady Mocks basketball team will be mentoring young women from Girls Inc. in celebration of National Girls and Women in Sports Day on Saturday, February 9th. The Lady Mocks will be playing Elon at the McKenzie Arena at 5 p.m., with Girls Inc. cheering them on. Follow the links in the Around and About blog at WUTC.org to learn more about Title IX and the National Girls and Women in Sports Day. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.